In this video, I'm going to show you how to fold an origami bear designed by Steven Weiss. Diagrams can be found in Origami Zoo, an amazing collection of folded paper animals by Robert Lang and Steven Weiss. Now, to fold this model, you will need a rectangular sheet of paper with an aspect ratio of 3:5. Check out my video explaining paper ratios if you're unsure what that means, or use one of these example sizes. Now, in this video, I'm going to use a large rectangle to show you the details. It's 35 centimeters long, or 13¾ inches, and 21 centimeters wide, or 8¼ inches. Then the finished bear will be about 13½ centimeters, or 5¼ inches long. It's going to be 7 centimeters high, or 2¾ inches. And it's going to be about 4 centimeters, or 1½ inches deep. Now, I also folded one from printer paper, so the bear is going to be a little bit smaller, but still very nicely sized. And for your first fold, you can surely use that paper size too, and it's much easier to get, right? Now, in this video, I'll also be using paper that is white on one side. If you want a bear that is colored throughout, you need to use paper that has the same color on both sides. If you use paper that is white on one side, then parts of the head will actually be white. For demonstration purposes, I'm using something that is white on one side. But if, like me, you are also using paper that is white on one side, start with the color side up for a bear that is predominantly colored. So let's get started. We're first going to mark a square by bringing this edge to the top edge, kind of indicating the diagonal of a square. But we're not going to crease it, we're just going to add a pinch mark right here. And then we can make a crease that goes through that pinch mark. So I'm just pinching exactly there, and then aligning edge with edge to get a straight crease. And unfold. Now we want to mark 6 on this side, so we first want to find a third, and in this case it's really easy. We're again going to kind of indicate the diagonal of a square, and then pinch on the crease we just made to get an intersection at a third. So now I'm just going to rotate this and bring the edge to that intersection, and by aligning edge to edge get a straight crease, and then only crease in this section. Then unfold and bring the edge to the crease we just created to fold a 6. Then rotate, bring the lower edge to the third, that's the second crease from the top, crease, unfold, then again fold the 6, and then finally fold in half and crease through the whole length of the paper. Now we're going to flip this over so that the folded edge is in the top, and then we're going to take both layers and we're going to align the edge right here with the crease line and crease the angle bisector only up to that first crease line. So first taking it, then aligning with the crease line, and then creasing up to that point right there, and unfold. Next, we're going to rotate again, and we're going to start a crease in that point right here where the crease line ends, and connect it with that intersection right here. So I'm first pinching right here so that I get the right point. Then I'm going to find the intersection right there and pinch it. And then I'll simply connect the two pinch marks I made and crease on just that section. So we've got a crease right there. But let's refold that for just a second, and we're going to take this edge and we're going to fold it over so that the crease line we're creating, the edge, will align with that crease line right there. So I'm just going to flip this over so that it's easier to see, and you may want to do that too. And then I'm going to align this, and then I'd only need to crease right in the bottom up to that first crease line. So that we've got this crease line right here. Now, finally, we're going to add one more crease. We've got that intersection here, and we've got this point right here from that triangle we already created, and we're going to add a crease line between these two points. So I'm first going to pinch the first intersection, I'm going to pinch the second intersection, and then I'm going to connect the two with a crease. So that then, when you unfold this completely, you have all the creases on both sides. The directions of the creases right now don't matter, because when we collapse this in a little bit, we'll change them to the right directions. So now we're going to fold this over on the crease and rotate, and then bring this edge to the central crease. And same on the other side. Now we're going to flip this over and then bring this lower edge to the central crease and crease. Rotate and repeat. Then we're going to unfold this and flip the model over, and we're going to take just the inner layer and then fold that inside. Same thing on the other side. Just take this top layer, the smaller one, and flip it inside along the crease we just created. And then we can fold behind the other two flaps, just like that. Now we're going to flip over the model, and then we're going to fold just the top layer so that we're creating a crease between this point and that point. Be sure to not stretch the paper too much here, else it might rip. It's a bit dangerous. And same thing on the other side. I continue rotating the model because I find it much easier to fold away from myself, as most people do actually. And crease. Then we're going to take this lower edge, and we're going to align this point with that point where this top layer meets that folded edge. And make a strong crease. Now we're going to rotate it like this. Now we're going to take this this bottom section here, and we're going to fold it so that we're creating a crease between this point and that point. But while doing so, we're going to release that flap so that we don't crease on this section of paper. So just showing you again, I'm going to release the paper and then fold between this point and that point. And crease. And same thing on the other side. Release the paper and then make a crease. Now we're going to flip the paper over again, and we're going to unfold this whole section. So I'm just going to very carefully show to you how to do that. So I'm first going to open this up here a bit, and you can see that that paper moves out very easily. But then you want to release the paper even further, and you can kind of make that easier by unfolding these sections. Kind of, can you see that? I'm taking this flap and opening it, and then opening, and then it releases. And here, the same. Kind of taking this, pushing it out so that it releases, and then it opens up completely. So when you're at that stage, we're going to flip the model over again. And now we want to make creases from, can you see, like this very strong crease line here. I'm going to take this point and make a crease line down through that point right here. And I just kind of like to put my thumb right on that point so it creases along that line. And try and go along there. See how to best show this on camera. You can see that I've kind of got that intersection here, and I've got that point there, and then I'm just going to add the crease. I find the next crease kind of is a bit more precise if you do it that way. So I've added this crease line. I'm going to do the same on the other side. Okay, so that was just a quick preparation. Now we're going to take care of the pre-creasing we did in the beginning. So you see that we have a crease line right here, and we're going to make that into a valley fold. And this first third is also going to be a valley fold. And next we're going to take that crease line right here, and that's going to be a mountain fold, just like the mountain fold right here. So this is going to be a mountain fold right here, and we're going to go up to that crease line. Can you see that? And this is going to be a valley fold. And in the center there is going to be a valley fold. And then you can collapse this all together. So there's a valley fold here, there's a mountain fold here, and you see that marked crease line I've got right there. That's also going to be a mountain fold. Can you see that? So there's kind of that triangle. And this is going to push inside, like that, and then we can collapse in a second. So let me just quickly show you again on the other side. You've got a valley fold here, then you'll have a mountain fold going off, and then another mountain fold. So we're doing first the valley fold, and this valley fold. Then we're going to ensure this is a mountain fold by pinching it into place, and same here. And while we're at it, we can ensure this is a mountain fold. And once we've got that, we can kind of push this point down so that we've got the valley folds in place again. And then we can push this closed like that again. Okay, so now we've got that formed on both sides. And then we finally fold this in half right here. And to fold this in half, you can see that we need to work here too. So we're going to have these folds. We created the valley folds. It's quite automatic. And we're going to fold that in half there too. So we've got the folded sections right here. It's one of the most difficult steps. And then we'll collapse like that and push the paper together so that we get something that looks like this. The head section and the body with the legs. So let me show again. You've got these sections collapsed on each side, and then you can see by pushing this here together in a valley fold, you're almost automatically closing the model along this crease right here. You see that? And this section is moving down to incorporate those creases that we prepared, like that. Now, the head is kind of not really aligned with that back. So what we're going to do is, before we push this closed completely, we're going to take this, like as one element, and we're going to push it up or inside. Like this movement right here is kind of an up and to the side, like that. Can you see that? Jump. There we go. And when we've got that position, now we're going to push here and we're going to add creases in the inside of the model. There we go. And now we can open this up, and it's kind of locked a little. So we're just going to very carefully pull this apart. And you can see we've got a mountain fold here and a valley fold here, a mountain fold here and a valley fold here. Now we want both of these down here to be mountain folds and valley folds up here. So I'm just going to go inside here, or actually I'm going to go inside from here. I'm just going to push from the back to kind of push that crease to the top and pinch it into a mountain fold, so that then we can you know, see both of those pop up, and then close this so that on both sides now we have mountain folds and in the back valley folds. And now the model isn't locked together here anymore. That's all that we wanted to do kind of with that sorting out of the mountain folds and valley folds. So the basic shape of the bear is done. So let's next concentrate on the head. First, we're going to take this bottom corner or this edge and align it with the crease line in the top, the edge, crease, and then fold inside. Same thing on the other side. Next, we're going to make a crease that runs exactly along that line, just on the next layer of paper. So I'm just going to take this, I'm going to bend it, and then I'm just going to fold along that crease line. And then I'm going to tilt this over so that, you know, once we crease this, there's going to be a point here, and it should be at about 1/3 of the height here. But, you know, you can pretty much eyeball it, and I found that you pretty precisely get the result if you align this edge kind of with that that notch here. So it just changes the shape of the head and the ears a little bit. And then we'll repeat that on the other side. First, we're going to make a crease that aligns with the layer on the top. There we go. And now, because we want this to look quite symmetrical, we're going to put that ear on top of the other one and then make a crease. There we go. Next, we're going to take the section, and you'll see a crease line right here. And we're going to take the edge and align it with that crease line. Same thing on the other side. Align this edge with the crease line. Now we're going to take this top tip, we're going to fold it down to make a crease that goes from this point right here to kind of make a right angle, so aligning edge to edge. And make a strong crease because there's several layers of paper. Now we're going to unfold this, and then we're going to go inside these layers. Can you see there's two layers? I'm going to open it up, and now we're going to make a mountain fold out of that crease we just did, so that you have this small square here. And then we're going to push this square, kind of making a new crease right here, so that we can completely see that square. And then we're going to make a small petal fold on this section. So what we're going to do is we're going to take this edge and bring it to the center. And same thing on the other side. And then unfold both of those small folds. Take just the top layer. I'm going to put my thumb in the top and then tilt the paper up and bring both of those folds that we just pre-creased to the inside. Two small inside reverse folds. So that you basically have this and you can open it up to have the petal fold. And then we kind of want to get rid of the top part here because the ears shouldn't be pointy. So I'm just going to pre-crease that and then open these two folds a little again and bring the paper inside. And close that paper up again. Let me show you again on the other side, and I'll zoom in just a little more. So, first we added a crease from this point in a right angle. Like that. Make a strong crease. Unfold. Go between the sections to make that crease into a mountain fold. And then that square you want to push down so that it's fully visible. And then we're going to make a petal fold on this small square. Bring in one side to pre-crease. Bring in the other side in a pre-crease. Unfold both. Then lift the layer to fold in along those pre-creasings. Once here. And once there. And then bring it to the top. And then get rid of the point of the ears. I like to use this point right here and bring it to the center, just as a quick reference. And then open the two layers. These are the smallest folds in the whole model, just in case you're wondering. And then bring the paper inside and close the ears again. Now while we're at it, you can see these small points here. We're going to fold them to the back so that they're kind of not pointing upwards. Can you see that? And same thing on this side. Take that point and bring it down. There we go. Next, we're going to shape this section. For that, let's first kind of make a reference. We're going to take this edge right here and bring it kind of to that point right there where you can see that color change from white to orange, or kind of just the half of that. Well, small bird base, you could call it. And then I'm aligning edge to edge to get a straight crease. Now let's unfold that. And then we'll open the paper and completely fold along that crease line. And then bring that back in a straight crease with just like really a tiny portion of space between the creases. Doesn't have to be much at all. The less, the better, I guess. So I'm just using just a tiny bit. We just want that small notch in here. And then we're also going to fold a tiny section here to the back, just for a small shaping. of the bear's mouth. There we go. Can you see that? From the back, we've got this small pleat right here, and then this small section of paper. Really minimal. While we've got the paper open like that, let's add like another mountain fold right along here. Can you see kind of that edge here? We're just going to add a mountain fold right there, going through the whole length. And then we're going to close this again. Now we're going to take this paper, we're kind of going to keep that mountain fold and then push the paper over. And this rounds the head a little. Can you see that? There's some paper tension there. And same thing on the other side. You've got it kind of like that. You can see this mountain fold, and you're pushing it over so that you're creating a valley fold right along that edge. There we go. And you can make a sharp crease out of that. Then the head is, for now, pretty much almost completely shaped, up until the end when we round the model completely. So let's next look at forming the tail of the bear. So I'm just going to make a 45 degree angle here, pretty much. Pretty much up to taste. I'll say that perhaps this section should be a little less than half of that. Can you see that? It's a little less, so that it won't be too major. And then we're going to actually, in a second, fold this in and out. So I'm just going to, again, fold this back, and again, just have like a very small section here, and then make another crease. So now we can unfold this, and we can fold this inside along the outer edge, outer creases, and then fold it back outside along the other creases, so that you've got that tail section prepared. At this point, we can actually make this section a bit softer by making a small mountain fold along here. This is really shaping. So you can do it, you know, however you like. But I suggest just doing a small fold here, and that one is going to disappear when we do the final shaping. So don't worry about this one, and please don't add any creases here for now. Next, let's work on the legs. So I'm going to work on the back legs. So I'm just opening this up a little bit. And I'm going to fold this leg over right here, so that we're starting a crease basically here, or maybe just a little farther up. Can you see that? Here, there's that point. I'm going to start the crease in that point. And we're going to bring it over so that when you kind of have this closed, can you see this line is going to be parallel to that line. So here, adding that, then checking the alignment, and then adding that crease. And to make things easier, we're immediately going to replicate that crease on the other side, so that we have legs that are the same length and have the same angles. There we go. Then we're going to take this foot here. We're going to add a crease that starts in this point, kind of just bringing the foot to the outside, so that again it's alignment with that edge. And you can see I worked quite imprecisely here. Can you see all of that white paper? But, you know, it sometimes happens. And if you have paper that has the same color on both sides, it won't be as visible. And if you have, you know, white on one side, it's in the inside of the model. And also you can kind of fold this a little up to hide that imprecision. So the foot is still too wide here. So what we're going to do is we're going to make a small swivel fold We're going to basically bring this edge of the paper over to that edge. And while doing so, we're going to kind of make a squash fold here to bring this paper to the inside. So let me show you. I'm going to align the two edges here. And then you can see this paper popping up. And then you're going to push this so that the paper goes to the inside like that. And then you can compare to the other foot and you can see it's kind of this section of paper you've hidden away. So let's repeat that on the other side. This one is much more precise. And we're going to bring edge to edge and push this open to then push that paper down to make the foot a little narrower. So now we've got the not so wide feet on both sides. For the back, we're going to again open this up. We're going to take this edge and align it with that edge right there. Just like that, make a nice crease. And now we want to fold this down. And I actually find it easier to prepare that crease. So you have this crease line right here. It meets the edge right there. And right in that point, we're going to add a pinch mark. And then we're going to fold this kind of aligning edge with edge. Just like that. And then you can refold that crease. And then you've got the right angle here. And same thing on the other side. First, take the edge and fold the angle bisector. And this time around, we can be lazy and we can align with the foot on the other side so that they have the same angles. There we go. And again, the shape isn't quite right. So let's have a look at this. We're going to take this edge right here, bring it to that edge, and like before, we're kind of going to open this up here so that we can then fold this paper to the inside. So first, bring that edge to the other edge, and then let that paper pop up so that we're actually, you know, making a small petal fold. So we're going to go through that corner right there. Can you see that? There we go. And for good measure, we're going to bring this edge and align it with the edge we just folded in. There we go. So now that's kind of the shape of the hind foot. And we're going to repeat on the other side. Again, take this edge, bring it to the other edge. Then fold in that petal fold and bring that lower edge in too. I'm sorry, it's quite small. I know my fingers are covering big parts of what I'm folding, but I hope you get the idea. There we go. Now let's zoom out just a little bit so that we can do the shaping of the bear. First, we want to indicate the front legs. For that, we will start a crease just about here, so you can see if we go up in a straight line. We're going to go maybe halfway, and then we're going to make a mountain fold kind of going down again about halfway of this section. It's shaping, so you know, it doesn't need to be exactly this or that point. So if you find it easier to replicate this on both sides by doing a pre-creasing, just kind of bend this paper and indicate where you want to go. So you've got it on this side, and on the other side you can see it as a valley fold. So let's change that into a mountain fold. Making this a strong crease. and making this a strong crease too. Kind of try to get all of the layers at once. And then once you've got that, I'm just kind of pushing this together here so that it can't open. And I'm going to take my fingers and kind of push this over. And I want to ensure that the crease basically meets here. So I'm going to grab the model quite far in the top and then just push that over a little to then add a valley fold there. Can you see that? There we go. Now, next, we also want to see the hind legs better. So we're going to add a mountain fold here and a valley fold out. And this time around, we have to ensure that we don't add the creases all the way to the top, but, well, maybe two-thirds to the way. And that will make a very nice rounded shape. So I'm first going to start with that mountain fold. And you can see I'm not folding all the way. And then I'm tilting it over to get this nice rounded shape. There we go. And same thing on the other side. Adding the mountain fold, not all the way to the top, and tilting it over. And can you see that nice rounded shape you're getting? And also, it kind of gets rid of this point a little. There we go. Now we can accentuate kind of that roundedness to the front by going inside here a little and pushing on those points to kind of get a slight crease line here. Can you see that? That I'm kind of getting just like not a strong crease, but by pushing on here, getting the paper to partially crease. There we go. Now we kind of want to lock this, so let's fold this. I'm holding this together. And now I'm folding this inside a little. Can you see that? And it also makes the bear a little slimmer, I guess. There we go. And that just locks those hind legs a tiny bit better. And now I'm not liking that point, so I'm just going to make a small inside reverse fold, so that it's slightly more rounded. And same thing on the other side. Can you see how that's locked it much better? Here it's really opening up. And by folding that section in a little bit, kind of making the belly a bit more rounded too, we're locking that crease right there. And again, I'm going to make a small inside reverse fold here. Next, we're going to, finish up that head. So first, that small notch we had in the beginning, we can actually fold that inside a little. We don't really want it. What we mostly wanted is that nice edge of paper, because it kind of indicates the shape of the bear's head. Then that bear is kind of looking up, and we want it to look more straight ahead. So we're going to add a crease line kind of along this edge right here, not to the top, but again, maybe two-thirds of the way. And then again, kind of bring a section of paper to the back. Can you see how the head now, this is before, it's kind of looking up. And then it's looking further down. And again, because of that crease that doesn't go to the top, we kind of get a small roundedness here. And same thing on the other side. Adding that crease along that edge, and then bringing some paper inside. And again, you kind of want to lock this a little bit. But we want to hide some paper here in any case, so that will suit our needs. So we're going to fold this inside to get a nice shape of the neck, and kind of ensure here that this section is folded over when you're folding inside the paper. to shape the neck. There we go, and as before, you know, you can see we're kind of securing that crimp. Can you see here it's unfolding? There it's quite secured. It's kind of those magic little folds that make these 3D models really a true beauty. I'm just going to ensure that this is nicely rounded, and then this is folded over, this is folded over right there, and then we're going to fold to shape the neck. There we go. And this, let's just bend it forward a little. And there we go. And then let's see, up here we still need to kind of round this a little bit, especially here, the top section. You can see I'm pushing on the crease, kind of adding small creases here to make it more box-like, I guess, but really rounding this. And the ears we want to open a little bit, so we're just opening these sections a little bit so that they get this nice round shape, which is kind of what you see in a lot of bears. I mean, depending on the type of bear, obviously, the ears are going to look different. But for this one, let's go with these nice rounded ears. Opening this up a little bit. There we go. So, let's see. I think we're pretty much done. We folded this beautiful model by Steven Weiss. You can see, you know, this pleat, this crimp is kind of unfolding a little bit. So what I'm doing is I'm holding it together and then adding a crease right here, kind of pushing really hard, and now it's nicely locked. Kind of those small folds do help make a more secure model. And there we go. Maybe push on that a little bit again, and then ensure that these feet are not kind of tilted in the wrong way. And then you're all done. Your bear by Steven Weiss, a really beautiful model. I folded quite with kami, with quite thin paper here. In the other models, I used thicker paper, which actually works better, which is not so often the case. But here, I do suggest, you know, when you're using copy paper, it's actually going to be a much nicer weight than the usual thin origami paper. And here, again, you can see that if you use paper that is white on one side, you will have some white sections on the head. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed folding this model, and see you around. Bye-bye and happy folding!